Innisfail. The town is moving ahead with a new permanent, boarded outdoor rink to replace the old boardless one at the Napoleon Park Sports Field behind Innisfail Twin Arena. Stephen Kennedy, the town's director of operational services, told council that the only boarded outdoor rink in Innisfail is located at 54th Avenue and 37th Street. He said it was built about 25 years ago and currently requires repairs. Council heard there are two other outdoor rink sites in town, both boardless and located at the Napoleon Park Sports Field and Centennial Park. Kennedy said a request for proposal for the project was closed on March 23 and four submissions were received by the town. He pointed out to council the planned boarded outdoor rink, which will include a 200 by 85 foot concrete playing surface, will be built near the old boardless facility, with the new accessible and inclusive playground being installed just west of the new rink. We went out and pre-staked the site there and it fits quite well there, said Kennedy. He told council the total anticipated cost of the project will be $372,650, which is below the estimated project budget of $400,000. Council was told the funding will come from the Woodlands Reserve, an unusual source of funding for this type of project and later probed to administration by Cown. Gavin Bates. A motion was tabled to council to approve one of the four contract submissions to begin construction of the new recreational facility project. Mayor Gene Barkley asked Kennedy whether there is room at the future site of the new outdoor rink to have a shelter for citizens to change into their skates. Kennedy said there would be room between the new rink and future playground and that amenity would be looked at in the future. Barkley also wanted the town during the next budget discussions to look at outdoor rink maintenance, noting with the new rink, along with the recent installation of two boardless skating rinks at Centennial Park, snow removal could become an issue. I know we've had some feedback, like it snows on a Friday and the outdoor rinks are snowy on the weekend and who's going to look after them? Is there an expectation that the town is going to flood this on a Saturday and Sunday? It is something to talk about in the months ahead, said Barkley. Bates suggested that a spot for future porta potty would be wise, especially if the new boarded rink becomes a popular wintertime recreational venue. However, Bates especially wanted more information about the selection of the Woodlands Reserve as the funding source for the project. He specifically wanted to know what it was originally established for, and how much funds will remain after the outdoor rink expenditure, and if the town will continue to fund it. Kennedy said he did not have the history behind the Woodland Reserve, including the originally intended project. Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, said staff would immediately find the answers Bates was seeking. I wouldn't be comfortable approving it, project, without knowing those details, said Bates. Erica Vickers, the town's director of corporate services, said after administration's probe that the Woodland Reserve was first established in 2006. That year and in 2007 a total of $500,000 was put in that reserve account. She said in 2015 an amount of about $3,300 was taken out for the Northeast Trunk Replacement Project. The following year council approved a motion to pay for a portion of the same project, but that ultimately never happened as the town opted to use funds from the wastewater reserve, leaving the Woodland Reserve with a current balance of about $496,000. Following the administration explanation, council approved the motion to award the new boarded outdoor rink construction contract to Reward Construction Limited for $311,500, which will be funded from the Woodlands Area Reserve.